Hi Debbie, this is the recording that goes with our session for Wednesday the 12th of February 2014.
Hi Lynn.
Hi there. How have you been, Debbie?
I've been okay. I would say that there's not really been as much happening as I would like, and I could be in a state of resistance, Lynn.
Okay. How do you find being in a state of resistance? What does it feel like for you?
What happens is that I know that there's lots and lots of things that I would like to do. There's lots of things that I could be doing, should be doing, and I make myself busy doing lots of things that I don't actually need to do.
Okay.
So resisting, avoiding, however you want to say it, procrastinating. I think I've got to a little bit of that at the moment because I'm probably avoiding something.
Okay. How's that affecting your weight?
It just means that I'm not doing anything. It means that I'm not really... I know we've talked about that I'm not actually on a diet, but I'm not making any efforts to progress with my weight, to lose weight, shall we say. I've kind of got into a bit of a not doing anything, frozen state.
Okay. And what does a frozen state feel like for you?
Well, it's almost like if I duck down, nobody will see me.
Is that right?
I can hide down here and nobody will really notice, and maybe the weight will just disappear by a miraculous, some kind of miracle is going to occur.
And you really think no one can see you?
Maybe.
Okay.
I just kind of keep quiet and sneak around down here and pretend to be busy with other things. No one will really notice that I'm supposed to be losing weight. I think I'm kidding myself.
And is this a pattern you've been through before?
Maybe. Yes. Yes, I do think it's a pattern that I've been through before, and it's probably something outside of weight loss that is making me avoid the whole weight loss situation, so to speak. I think it's another underlying emotion, underlying reason that is making me do this now.
Okay. So what's happening for you is that patterns are beginning to surface, if I'm understanding you correctly,
yeah.
And you're beginning to see some of the ways that you're holding yourself back.
Definitely. I can see some of the ways that I hold myself back. And a previous pattern, the time span, could have lasted, you know, a couple of weeks before I took action, or even longer. You know, at the moment, I'm sort of ducking down under what I call the parapet, and it's been a few days. And I don't want it to carry on. I know I've got to stick my head up and be brave and start, you know, going forward again. But yeah, definitely there's some patterns in my mental behaviour and patterns in my physical behaviour as well. I've noticed different physical patterns as well.
Okay, and starting to notice what's going on, what does that feel like for you? Starting to become aware of yourself?
It's interesting because I think possibly in the past I've deceived myself and just sort of tried to brush it under the carpet, whereas now I know what I want at the end, and I know that I'm going to have to face up to it. So it's not actually scary. I think in the past I would have said it was scary, and I wouldn't say it was scary now. It's just knowing that having the right tools, yeah, okay, I can perhaps hide for a little bit. But now that I've got the right tools and working with you, I know that we can move forward. So that's good. But previously, it would have been, I think, very scary to move forward. And so you just end up going back or remaining completely motionless and not doing anything. And the situation just gets worse and compounds. Gets worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. What does it feel like having someone around who can see you and there is no hiding now? What does that feel like?
There's nowhere to hide. Lynn Driscoll sees all. It's good. It's actually very good because you know that there's somebody that's on your side that, yes, okay, it's almost like when you're a small child and you do something that's maybe a little bit naughty and you know, you get sort of a bit told off, but mummy or an adult is always there to make it okay for you. And I'm not saying that you're mummy, but what I'm saying is that maybe I've avoided things and tried to get away with it. You've kind of said, oh, no, this is part of your patterning and it's okay because we can... You know, this is what's happening and we can do this, this and this and it's going to be better afterwards. So it's good. It's a really good feeling to have somebody there with you, working with you, and somebody that understands it. Because I'm sure at some point you must have been through this stuff yourself, so therefore you would understand it.
I do understand it, and it's something I work with all the time with clients.
Mm.
It's just interesting for you to become aware and to share what it feels like so others can have an understanding of what they may encounter if they choose to do this work.
Yeah, I think there's too many people perhaps would say, actually, I can't cope with it, whereas the reality is you can cope with it and it isn't disastrous, it isn't terrible. And really, you're just deceiving yourself if you think that you can't cope with it, because we can cope. There is no scary monster in the cupboard that's going to come out and eat you.
But what's also interesting, when you do go through this form of work, your unconscious mind will only take you as far as is comfortable for you to go, and that you've got the resources to work with. It won't take you to a point where you are totally scared or physically and emotionally totally drained, so you can't get on with your everyday work. Your unconscious mind's there to protect you. And it does only take you as far as you can go and you can physically, mentally and emotionally deal with as we work through the stuff.
So is that why you might sort of go full steam ahead for a certain period of time and then you have like a little rest? Do your unconscious mind is saying, okay, let's regroup, let's sort of, you know, we've hit a little bit of a bump, so we can stop, or am I wrong there?
Okay, just imagine with a computer, you've uploaded some new software.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's booting up and you're starting to use it, there will be some glitches because there will be other pieces of software that need to run with it and to adapt and change. And you may have to go into other programs and make some small adjustments. And it all starts to run efficiently again. And this is right. A bit, you know, what we're doing, we're disturbing patterns, so we're disturbing certain software patterning that you've got in your unconscious computer. We're taking stuff out, so as we take stuff out, then everything has to rebalance itself, settle itself, and then start to work in a new way. Because if we've taken something out and an old pattern has been removed, there will be other patterns that links to that it needs to readjust. And then everything needs to rebalance itself. And then there's a feeling of, oh, I've settled again.
Right, okay.
Yeah? And then the next stage happens.
Okay.
Good. So we have some work to do today to start making some shifts and changes.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
It's time to get on with the work.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Debbie.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.